Thank you, Diana. I was encouraged this week when we started the blog. We've had a number of people write on the blog, and we'll continue to have people writing in the coming days. Claire had put a passage from Hebrews 10, which I'd like to read to us and then just reflect a little bit. So Hebrews 10, starting from verse 19. This is from the Contemporary English Version. "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can bodily enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty conscience has been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water." This is a bit I want to reflect on. "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." Let's just pray. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for scripture. I thank you for its relevance as we interpret it this day. And Lord God, as we just reflect now, I pray that your spirit's power and your spirit's leading would guide us and direct us. Amen. Perseverance when everything when we have everything in life, everything we want, is one thing. Perseverance when everything has been turned upside down is something else. No one, I think, is going to get through these months unaffected by this global pandemic. Here we have the writer of Hebrews writing to encourage the early church as it grows under persecution and hardship. These words we read were words written to those huddled inside homes, whispering for fear of arrest and persecution. It's poignant at this time that we reflect. So verse 23, "Let us hold tight without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." We have a hope as Christians. Even though these times will be testing that hope, we do still have it. It's a hope that this planet is not spinning in isolation, that it's held here in community with God, who can be trusted to keep his promises. When our culture's promise of being able to do whatever we want, whenever we want to, has failed, we can affirm the promise of God's love for us. The events happening now will be generation-defining. They will change the makeup of our society and alter what we consider to be normal. No one of us knows where this might lead us or what will happen. But whatever our world looks like, we can carry around that hope. A hope that whatever happens, we have a light inside of us that cannot be extinguished or hidden. A light that even in isolation and social distancing can shine bright. So whether your light is burning bright today, or it's down to a faint flicker, I pray that you will remember that God can be trusted. And the next verse, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works." God created us with the capacity to be creative and to care in relationship. We don't care out of social need, but out of our capacity to reflect God's love to those around us. We love because we have been loved. This continues to be evident as we respond to the current situation. It's been great to see how people have cared, how people have changed over these recent days. As our church, as the church, our practical core has been ripped out. We cannot do the things that we excel at, welcoming, serving, giving hospitality in a generous way. The doors are closed and the heating has been turned off, and we are forced to neglect meeting together. I never imagined a situation where we couldn't do the things that we do every week. Even 7 days ago, I didn't think it would come to this, but it has. And we need to find new ways of connecting with each other in these days, sharing, caring, and loving one another. To the early church suffering from persecution, it would have been easy to stay at home rather than risk being exposed and arrested by Nero or whoever at this time Hebrews was written. But the author was clear, don't stay by yourself. Now we're in strained times where many of us have been forced to stay isolated and stay by ourselves. But we are able to stay connected in a new and different way. As a church, we're learning as we go along. But let us be people who encourage one another. Let us excel at caring for one another in isolation. Just a final note as I finish. I wonder if you would just take a look around your room now, wherever you find yourself. Just look around. Who's there? What's there? You might have people sitting next to you. You might be the only one in the room. Hopefully you have a warm home. Maybe a view out the window to nature. Maybe you have a telephone within an arm's grasp. Maybe you have a nice bottle of wine in the fridge. Whatever our situation is, we can be thankful that God can be trusted. That in our plenty or in our want, God walks by our side. That our fears and our despair, God will not fail us. I pray that God will bless the church at this time, bless our country and this world. And I pray that we will all be gathered again very soon.